Hachette Audio presents Superpower Dogs, Henry Avalanche Rescue Dog. Text by Stephanie Peters. Read by Corey Carthew. The border collie sat high atop the snow-covered hill. His wide triangular ears pricked forward, and honey-gold eyes trained on a tiny figure dressed in red far below. When the person moved, the dog stood in anticipation, watching, waiting, listening. Then, "This way!" The command, distant but clear, sent a jolt of electricity through the dog's sleek body. He burst into a full-on sprint. 1-2, 3-4, 1-2, 3-4. His big paws touched down in a steady four-count rhythm. His muscular legs stretched out and pulled back, the long strides propelling him forward over the crusty snowpack. His furry reddish-brown head bobbed in time with his footfalls. His curved white-tipped tail waved like a banner behind him. 1-2, 3-4, 1-2, 3-4. As he ran, he left a single skinny track in the fresh snow, like a pencil, slowly tracing a line on a clean white sheet of paper. Short at first, but longer by the second. 1-2, 3-4, 1-2, 3-4. Rocks and boulders peeked out of the snow. The dog veered around one, dodged past another, and sailed over a third with a mighty bound, weaving around the obstacles, but never straying off course. 1-2, 3-4, 1-2, 3-4. His shadow kept pace with him as he raced down the slope toward the figure in red. Mouth open, he tasted the crisp mountain air on his tongue and smelled the scent of snow, ice, evergreen, and rock with every breath. Panting hard now, tiring. 1-2, 3-4, 1-2, 3-4. Slowing, but not stopping. 1-2, 3-4. 1-2, 3-4. Every step bringing him closer and closer and closer until... "Good dog!" The figure in red, compactly built man with a salt-and-pepper beard and a mile-wide grin of delight, crouched as the dog reached him. He swept his pup into a bear hug and ruffled his silky ears with a gloved hand, then looked to the far-off hilltop where the border collie had begun his run. "Now that's what I call a long d—"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?